Those who qualify would have been sentenced before they turned 18 and faced the death penalty. Stephen Reba represents several men who will be up for resentencing.
It means they can't be resentenced to an illegal sentence, and the court has said life without parole is an illegal sentence.
What Reba is referring to is a state Supreme Court decision in the case of Marcus Moore. In 2001, then 17-year-old Moore was found guilty of murdering two people, among other crimes. He entered a plea deal to avoid the death penalty and was sentenced to life without parole. Reba is attorney for Moore.
And in order to receive a life without parole sentence on that charge at the time, the defendant had to be death penalty eligible, had to be noticed with the death penalty first in order to receive a life without parole sentence.
But in 2005, the U.S. Supreme Court said it's unconstitutional to use the death penalty against offenders who were under the age of 18 at the time of their crime. That led the Georgia Supreme Court in October to unanimously rule Moore's sentence void. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate.
So since they could not have been subjected to the death penalty at the time Mr. Moore's sentence was imposed, he could not have been subject to life without the possibility of parole.
Reba, the attorney, estimates about 10 men, all convicted of murder, would qualify for resentencing. Pate says while those men can't be resentenced to life without parole, it doesn't prevent future juveniles from the sentence. He says that's because Georgia law no longer ties life without parole to the death penalty.
Going forward, it's still an open question whether juveniles can be sentenced to life without the possibility of parole and whether that's constitutional.
As for Marcus Moore and the others, a spokesperson for Georgia Attorney General Sam Olens says the office would not arrange new trials. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.